A Supreme Court judge has taken 8 months to deliberate on the SIPT trial against former Premier Michael Eugene Mizik, former Minister McAllister Hanschel, and attorney Thomas Chalmers Mizik. The roots of the SIPT trial trace back to 2009 when Premier Mizik resigned amid widespread allegations of corruption following a British inquiry that revealed clear signs of financial misconduct and improper dealings involving Crown land. The British government's dissolution of the Turks and Caicos Islands government and the imposition of direct rule created a period of upheaval and scrutiny. After a 2008 to 2009 commission of inquiry exposing systemic abuses, the SIPT was established in 2010 to investigate and prosecute former officials. Charges were first brought back in 2011, but legal wrangling and sufficiency hearings delayed the trial's formal start until December of 2015. According to the Sir Robin Auld report, following that commission of inquiry, which lasted from 2008 to 2009, the context of corruption was detailed as abuse of office and of the political and electoral process, Crown land, public contracts, immigration and permission to work, and revenues and exemptions. Following the commission of inquiry in April of 2010, investigations were launched by a special investigation and prosecution team known as SIPT, led by Special Prosecutor Helen Garlick. The first charges were brought in September of 2011 after a sufficiency hearing in April of 2012. Over the years, the sprawling case splintered into multiple proceedings due to plea agreements, the withdrawal or death of certain defendants, and judicial changes. The most significant disruption came with the passing of Justice Paul Harrison in 2021, which led to Chief Justice Mabel Ajimeng splitting the original case into two separate trials. Those facing trial at the commencement of the proceedings were former Premier Michael Mizik, former Deputy Premier and Minister of Finance Floyd Hall, former Ministers McAllister Hanschel, Lillian Boyce, Jeffrey Hall, Attorney Clayton Green, Thomas Chalmers Mizik, Lisa Hall, and Melbourne Wilson. British developer Richard Paget was also charged. He later pled guilty to bribery and conspiracy to pervert the course of justice and was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment in relation to bribery and 6 months imprisonment in relation to perjury to run concurrently. Those sentences were suspended for 2 years. Initially calling on 200 witnesses to the stand, the prosecution wrapped up its case for the first time on September 20th of 2018, making way for a 2 month break before the defense was to return on November 26th of 2018 to present its case to Justice Paul Harrison, who was judge and jury. The defendants began their defense in November 2019. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, substantial delays were recorded. Lisa Hall was severed from the case, and former Minister Lillian Boyce struck a plea agreement with the prosecution. The remaining seven defendants were split into two groups, four and three, to be tried in two new trials. Melbourne Wilson and former Minister Jeffrey Hall were both found not guilty of their charges. The Chief Justice recused herself from the second trial, that being the one of Floyd Hall and Clayton Green, and a new judge, Justice Rahendra Nareen, was appointed in July of 2024. The Crown has laid out a significant case against the trio. Count 1, Statement of Offense, Bribery. Michael Eugene Mizik, between the 1st of June 2004 and 31st of March 2007, accepted inducements, directly or indirectly, on behalf of the Beaches Resorts Group, including Gordon Butch Stewart, by unlawful corrupt payments or other rewards, namely cash, credit, entertainment, and other advantages, while serving as a Minister of the Crown in the government of the Turks and Caicos Islands, so that he would act in a manner contrary to the ordinary rules of honesty and integrity expected of ministers. The verdict, Michael Eugene Mizik, guilty. Count 2, Statement of Offense, Bribery. Michael Eugene Mizik and McAllister Eugene Hanschel, between the 1st of January 2005 and the 30th of April 2009, accepted inducements, directly or indirectly, from wealthy investor and businessman Mario Hoffman and or related or connected entities by unlawful corrupt payments or other rewards, namely cash, credit, entertainment, and others, while serving as ministers of the Crown of the government of the the Turks and Caicos Islands so that they would act in a manner contrary to the ordinary rules of honesty and integrity expected of ministers of the crown. This was also known to persons as the Salt Key Project. The verdicts in that count: Michael Eugene Mizik, guilty; MacAllister Eugene Hanschel, guilty. Count 3, statement of offense, bribery. Michael Eugene Mizik and MacAllister Eugene Hanschel, between the 1st of November 2006 and the 1st of May 2008, accepted inducements directly or indirectly from the Logwood Development Company and related or connected entities by unlawful corrupt payments or other rewards, namely cash, credit, entertainment, and others, while serving as ministers of the crown in the government of the Turks and Caicos Islands. They would be acting in a manner contrary to the ordinary rules of honesty and integrity expected of ministers of the crown. This also known to persons as the West Caicos Project. The verdicts: Michael Mizik, guilty; MacAllister Hanschel, guilty. Count 4, statement of offense, concealing or disguising the proceeds of criminal conduct contrary to Section 32A of the Proceeds of Crime Ordinance 1998. Thomas Chalmers Mizik, between the 1st of August 2003 and the 8th of October 2007, concealed or disguised the proceeds of criminal conduct, knowing or having reasonable grounds for suspecting that they represented, in whole or in part, directly or indirectly, the proceeds of criminal conduct committed by Michael Eugene Mizik, with a view to avoiding the making or enforcement of a confiscation order or avoiding prosecution for unlawful conduct. Verdict: Thomas Chalmers Mizik, guilty. Count 6, statement of offense, concealing or disguising criminal property contrary to Section 124(1)(a) and (b) of the Proceeds of Crime Act 2007. Particulars: Thomas Chalmers Mizik, between the 7th of October 2007 and the 31st of August 2009, concealed or disguised criminal property, namely property held on behalf of Michael Mizik, which he knew or suspected constituted or represented Michael Mizik's benefit from criminal conduct. Verdict: Thomas Chalmers Mizik, guilty. Count 7, statement of offense, concealing or disguising criminal property contrary to Section 124(1)(a) and (b) of the Proceeds of Crime Act 2007. Particulars: Thomas Chalmers Mizik, between the 7th of October 2007 and the 31st of August 2009, concealed or disguised criminal property, namely property held on behalf of MacAllister Eugene Hanschel, which he knew or suspected constituted or represented MacAllister Hanschel's benefit from criminal conduct. Verdict: MacAllister Hanschel, guilty. On July 10th of 2025, the Court of Appeal upheld the convictions of Floyd Hall, the former Deputy Premier and Minister of Finance, and Clayton Green, former Speaker of the House of Assembly, but significantly amended their sentences. The men were sentenced in 2023 by the sitting Chief Justice. The appellate court decided that neither man would serve prison time, suspending their sentences 1 year and 6 months respectively under the suspended sentencing ordinance, given excessive delays and the men's right to a trial within a reasonable time frame. Notably, the court found that both the prosecution and the courts contributed to the prolonged proceedings, and immediate imprisonment was deemed neither just nor appropriate after 14 years of uncertainty. However, the confiscation orders were upheld, with Hall ordered to pay $1.1 million plus interest, including Green's benefit of $413,000 plus. The panel specified that these sums should not be recovered twice, and Green's liability is considered satisfied if the amount was collected from Floyd Hall. Public sentiment in the Turks and Caicos Islands has oscillated between fatigue and frustration, as what was once a headline-grabbing scandal has become an enduring saga. The cost of the SIPT investigation and trials has reportedly run into the tens of millions of dollars, placing a significant burden on the territory's finances. The verdicts were delivered today by His Lordship Justice Rajendra Narain during a four-hour hearing in a packed but quiet Supreme Court, where the judge presided without a jury. When the judge asked the defendants if they had anything to say before sentencing, they said they will speak through their lawyers. Bail for former Premier Mizik, former Minister Hanschel, and Attorney Mizik have been amended, and pending sentencing hearing on May 4th of 2026.